This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
Right there, you can hear that acoustic bass. It's that instrument that looks like a cello, right? It's big. You hold it, you balance it with your body, and then it just gives you the biggest moody tonal sounds. And this is the instrument that Ubabu Herbie Tswaedi is known for, affectionately known as Malume. He's a musician with a multifaceted musical range. He plays the bass, he composes, he arranges music, and he's really known as one of the custodians of South Africa's jazz heritage. He has performed and collaborated with luminaries in the jazz music genre, such as Winston Mankunku Ngozi, Tete Mbambisa, Abdullah Ibrahim. He's performed in Cape Town at the Jazz Festival, Berlin at their Jazz Festival, Classical Encounters in Stellenbosch, Standard Bank's Joy of Jazz, and traveled the world taking the sounds of African bass to the world at large. So, Malume, good morning.
Oh, good morning to you and your listeners out there, Kaya FM.
You'd have to lift your voice.
I have to lift my voice.
Lift it, your voice, as if you were playing that bass. The way you want people to hear the bass, can we hear your voice?
Oh, we are at power now, you know, at power of the people. This is where the music comes from. Mm. This is music of the people, from the people, above the people.
Yeah.
Same as in power, we talk about news, this, people's ideas, all so that we get enlightened.
Yeah.
But too many things.
Yeah.
Also, Woza Moya, as we hear in the frequency of Easter weekend vibrations.
Yeah.
So we say Woza Moya to those who are on the road, to those who are traveling, to those who are going to different destinations. We say African time is not about lateness. You know, it's about arriving at your destination safely.
Yeah, And holy. You know,
and holy, yes.
Yeah, holy in the whole holy of your own sort of aligned spirit. Okay, so we played Wozamoya there, and I think in it we can hear the echo of the wind, almost. Like that's what the bass is trying to do. Is that deliberate?
Wow. The bass itself is an acoustic instrument. Mm. You know, it is original. It's it produces original sounds.
Mm.
You know, you can even play it unamplified. You know, you can play it. I used to play it against a wardrobe, you know, so you can get the sound that you are saying now. I get it when I play it against my wardrobe.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's acoustic, it sounds, it's amplified. The wardrobe amplifies
the vibrations.
The vibrations, yeah.
And it's just the instrument doing the work. Nothing else is helping it in an acoustic version.
In an acoustic version, the only thing that will help is your ideas, you know, what you, because it's a bass, it has notes. So depending what kind of notes, you know, are you trampling on,
yeah,
you know, to keep that sound.
And it's that kind of boom, 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 boom. Yeah. That's what the bass is doing.
Yes, it's a root, you know, it's like it's a root. It has to be rooted.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They always say that African music really is represented best by the drum. That's what people always say. The drum is the sound of the African soul. But just listening to your music right now, I'm like, maybe it's the bass, actually, that's at the heart of the African soul. Or maybe it's bass. Because they are both haunting sounds.
They are both
sounds.
But the drum itself has got the bass.
Mm.
The drum, you know. There's a bass in the drum that vibrates as well. So I agree with my people, you know. We were a people of the drum. And the drum itself has the bass.
Yeah.
You know, and the drum encompasses so many things.
Yeah,
you because when you play a drum, you can hear percussive sounds as well. You know, everything is there.
Oh my gosh! So you know, people call you all manner of things. They say he's a virtuoso, he's a maestro, he has musical prowess, and yet here you are, this quintessential jazz man, and I'm told you are self-taught.
Well, self-taught. I always say to writers, self-thought, it's a word that we all need to look at, you know, because self-thought, it should be written like self-thought before, because if you are, like I learned the driving from looking at my uncle, I'm self-teaching myself by looking.
Okay.
A child stands up after seeing us walking in the house of the day, men now also want to walk.
Yeah.
She's self-teaching herself or himself.
Or observing.
Observing. Right. And then it becomes an extension of, okay, you're meeting Bra so-and-so, you're meeting Bra so-and-so to learn. He shows you some stuff.
Okay. So, yes, technically you had to touch the instrument, feel it, play with the strings.
Mm-hmm.
But you couldn't have done it had you not observed someone, is what you're saying.
That's it. You could have observed someone, and because then after observing, like my bass, my uncle used to play bass, we used to frequent spaces where there was sound.
Mm.
And you know, and where we in our surroundings, there's always sound in the black communities. Sound is there in black communities.
Yeah.
All the way. You can't miss it on Sundays, on Saturdays, any time of the day.
Yeah.
Churches next door, Zionist church, there's Amagubu, traditional healers, guys coming from the soccer stadium doing sounds, you know, after winning a team won, something like that. There's always been sound.
Mm.
So this is where I learned the music from. Mm. Hence, I'm always saying it's music of the people, from the people, about the people.
And you're also saying that if we were quiet enough, if we stilled our minds, we would hear the music. Not from the radio station, not from somebody singing, but if we still our minds, all of that, the birds chirping is sound. Wow. The children laughing is sound.
That's it.
That person crying, that sound. That one celebrating, it's sound. The sound in the silence.
Sound in the silence.
My gosh.
I love that. Wow. Now we're together. Yes.
Okay.
That's what I mean.
I do like when we're all wavelengthing correctly. Okay. And so that's how you get inspired for your music.
Exactly.
By being silent.
Yes.
And listening to what nature, community, humanity is telling you.
Yes. Yes, ma'am. Yeah. Yeah.
That's your musical philosophy.
That's where it came from.
Okay. And so you were raised in Nyanga East, so Cape Town born.
Yes, yes.
What is the sound of Cape Town, and why do all the great jazz musicians come from Cape Town?
I wouldn't say, I don't know, because there was a kind of exchange movements of exchange for like people coming from the Eastern Cape to Cape Town.
Right,
Cape,
right.
Maybe, you know, and also to have to be next to the harbors, you know, the sea and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I'm just imagining. That's where also you find this bass and the acoustic pianos and
yes.
all the stuff during the colonial times, you know. You know.
Okay, so there's something about Cape Town, the energy, people moving in and out, the ocean, the sound of the sea, the seagulls, the airplanes on the horizon, the ships at the harbor, and just this mix of cultures, all of that brings for great, great music.
Yes, because there's also, you can see in December, there's the Kuun happening music, you know,
The festival, the second Kuuraniva, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, all these festivals. I think, I guess, it's just, it's the sound is around all nationalities, especially when we talk about, you know, we are a nation with diverse, you know, stuff, cultures, traditions, and stuff like that. Because when I do go to the Sotho people speaking, talking, it's another sound. When you go to the Xhosa speaking, talking, singing, in the Moguyo, anyway, it's another sound. When you go to, you know, each and every area, you know, you go surely to Venda, they have a way of doing cultural, their cultural practices and stuff.
Yeah.
Durban and another thing, you know, these are sounds that were there. It's just the one must just respect when those ceremonies are happening.
Yeah.
You know, because, yeah.
So culture is also culture. Embedded in sound. Language is music in itself.
Exactly.
Okay, so who influenced your earliest sort of? Yeah, let me say, who are your earliest musical influences?
My earliest musical influences were before listening to the music. I would say it's my mother and my uncle. Because when they played Miles Davis, Coltrane, Bra Winston, and all those Brotherhood of Breath and Mahlathi and Mohatela Queens at home.
Mm.
You know, that was that kind of collection of music.
Mm.
You know, music from the States and here, mostly because it was mostly coming from the old radio stations then as well.
Yeah.
You know. So those were the first people to influence before I could meet because of the music that was played at home. Because when I was young, I was told that my grandmother used to take me to sleep from the, you know, the four-legged, the old music systems.
Yes.
We used to use with the,
yes.
You know, it's like four-legged thing.
Okay, I don't know if I remember, but I know that there were gramophones.
Gramophones,
and then you'd put it on a stand.
Yes,
I don't know if that's what we're referring to.
No, that one was like a kissed kind of structure, but it's got four-legged.
Okay.
And then I'll sleep in between there. My grandmother used to say, you used to pick me up from there, sleeping. So all the music has been there at home.
Mm.
So there. And then I started trying to... because of the love of music, I had to attend each and every jazz show where Bra Winston will be featured, where Bra Bugs Gwanga will be there, where the Ezra Ngukane is, where you can name them all. Bra Don Tramela, you can name them all. Tex Kula D, you can name them all. Ezra Ngukane is there, you know.
Wow.
So even the Bra Bani Rachabanis, we used to hear their music there,
yeah.
You know. So, yeah.
Okay, so you come from a community of rich musical traditions.
Yes.
A family that loved its music, strongly influenced by American jazz music.
Not American, but it was a miscellaneous kind of thing.
Yes.
Mixed bag.
Okay, so I mean, I heard you say Coltrane and Maslatini and the Mahodila. So yes. Eclectic music, maybe then.
Yeah, maybe, yeah.
Okay. All right. And then you developed your own sort of musical encounters, teaching yourself the bass.
Yeah.
You're also a composer and an arranger. What goes into making music? It's one thing to play an instrument, but how do you make the music?
I'm a frustrated saxophone player when I was young. I thought of playing saxophone or any wind instrument.
Yes.
But I ended up doing bass, you know, because of my uncle, and also the bass is a root. Because, and listening to music, I used to tape a lot of stuff on my phone or any device that I have.
Yeah.
And when people say the computer crashed, you know?
Yeah.
So I started to teach myself to learn when I compose, when I get out of a taxi or an Uber,
yeah.
I just sing the song for the whole week. That comes in me. And then it becomes, I have CDs of songs in my subconscious of known and unknown songs that I'm still going to produce, because everything comes like in totality.
You know what I've always wondered about musicians? You know, they say mathematicians see the world in patterns, right? I just see a wall. There's some gray, there's some black, there's some red. That's what I see. But they can actually look in granular form at the pattern that the fabric makes, and then try to work out the angles and the degrees of spacing. They say that's how mathematicians see the world. They see it in numeric patterns. Do musicians see the world in notes? So when you're sitting and you're hearing me talking, yeah, I'm just talking, you've already figured out, is that sound an A minus? An F flat, that voice, is that how you process the world?
No, we didn't even know about the minors until we went to the institutions, you know, because, yeah, I mean, each and everyone, I guess, has got his own or her way or his own way of seeing music and composing music, as I have my own way, you know, seeing, because remember we are from difficult umbilical cords, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, we are different species, you know, from different umbilical cords. So each one will say, I tape and put in me, I just sing one song that has come in my dream for the whole week.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And it just repeats itself.
With the rhythm, with the drum, with the piano, with the saxophone.
Wow.
At once, yeah.
Okay, so we've got a few people who've got things to say, and one of them is Bulelo Mbalo, who says, it's great to bring us Bra Herbie in the studio today. Fabulous double bassist that I've been following since the days he was with a band called Voice, performing at places like UKZN Centre for Jazz. We really want to wish him love and light with his career into the future. So you've already had a long career. What more is there for you to do in music?
Wow. Thank you
Sbulelo.
Sbulelo. Thank you so much, Sbulelo. And also Sbulelo, I'm reissuing the African Time album as well before I get, so some people will be able to purchase it on Bandcamp only. You know, at this point in time, in the meantime, they have to purchase it there. There will be any, and then the other social media will be announced later
Okay.
So, yes, for me, there's nothing to fall back on. I'm falling in front of my sword, which is music.
Yeah.
You know, and the creation. That's all I have.
Yeah. The music is in you. You are the music. It is your past, present, and future. It's what it is.
It's what it is.
When you meet God, you'll be singing, playing the bass.
Yes.
It's like that.
people mustn't even forget to come to in numbers to on the 30th at the Jazz and the Lights. Yes, I'll be there as well.
Okay. So there's a lot going on. So this weekend, Jazz in the Lights Music Festival at the Johannesburg Zoo, and you'll be performing there some of the best. We want to wish you all the best in your musical journey. What there is more in that pot of creativity. We want to thank you for what you've contributed to the development of African and South African jazz. You are a deserved winner of the Best Jazz Album, SAMA, and many other international accolades. And you truly do deserve the honor of being known as People's Jazz Musical Uncle or Malume, Herbie Swahili.
Thank you so much for inviting. Thank you.
Okay, and as we say goodbye to you this Maundy Thursday, wishing you safe travels this Easter weekend, may we say join Power Lunch with Babi Moloi, broadcasting live from the Petroport of the N1 North to Polokwane. Today's show will be brought to you in partnership with the Road Accident Fund to bring you engaging conversations packed with valuable insights as we gear up for the Easter long weekend. So don't miss it and let the music take you home.
Listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.